And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday, the 5th of October, 2016. It's the birthday of the philosopher of the French Enlightenment, Denis Diderot, born in Langres, France, in 1713. A good friend of Jean-Jacques Rousseau, they met regularly at cafes in Paris to talk about music and philosophy and their troubles with women. Diderot was the chief editor of Encyclopedia, the first book of its kind, a reference book, to subject all of the entries to rational analysis. For example, the entry on Noah's Ark tried to estimate how many man-hours Noah and his sons must have spent shoveling manure off the boat. He wrote about coal mines and fleas, about duels, bladder surgeries, stockings, metaphysics, and how to make soup. It was Denis Diderot who said, "Man will never be free until the last king is strangled with the entrails of the last priest." It's the birthday of Helen Churchill Candy, born in New York City, 1858, who wrote a how-to guide in 1900 entitled How Women May Earn a Living. She had to do that after her husband became so abusive that she had to leave him with her two children. She wrote books about the decorative arts, a novel, moved to Washington, and became an interior decorator. She was in Europe early in 1912 and sailed back home on the Titanic on its maiden voyage, was rescued aboard lifeboat number 6, and wrote all about it for Collier's Weekly magazine. And it's the birthday of the rocket scientist Robert Goddard, born in Worcester, Massachusetts, 1882. He was inspired by H.G. Wells's The War of the Worlds to try firing rockets. Made a liquid-fueled rocket in 1914 and then one that ran on solid fuel. On this date in 1926, he completed his first successful launch. The New York Times made fun of him back in 1926, and in 1969, after Apollo 11 left for the moon, the Times printed an apology, but Goddard had been dead for 24 years. And it was on this date, 1877, Chief Joseph surrendered to the United States Cavalry. He and his band of Nez Perce Indians had been fleeing through Oregon, Washington, Idaho, into Montana, where they were finally trapped only 40 miles from the Canadian border. And Chief Joseph made his famous surrender address, in which he said, "Hear me, my chiefs, I am tired, my heart is sick and sad. From where the sun now stands, I will fight no more forever." Here's a poem for today by Daniel Mark Epstein, Autumn Song. Little flower, you live in constant danger, likely to be crushed underfoot or torn by wind, sun-scorched or gobbled by a goat. These October days, streaked with regrets and tears, are like you, brindled flower, as they bloom and fade, harried by heat as much as by the cold. Our ship sets out to sea, not with ivory or gold in the hold, but with fragrant apples for cargo. Just so my days are not heavy, but delicate, fleeting, and vain, leaving behind the sweet, faint scent of renown that quickly will vanish like the taste of fruit, passing from the tongues and hearts of everyone. Autumn Song by Daniel Mark Epstein, from his book Dawn to Twilight, published by Louisiana State University Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, a monthly devoted to discovering and publishing new voices in poetry. More at poetryfoundation.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.